A reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 1 through 13. Joshua gathered together all the tribes of Israel at Shechem, summoning their elders, their leaders, their judges, and their officers. When they stood in ranks before God, Joshua addressed all the people. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel. In times past, your fathers, down to Terah, father of Abraham and Nahor, dwelt beyond the river and served other gods. But I brought your father Abraham from the region beyond the river and led him through the entire land of Canaan. I made his descendants numerous and gave him Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I assigned the mountain region of Seir in which to settle, while Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron and smote Egypt with the prodigies which I wrought in her midst. Afterward, I led you out of Egypt, and when you reached the sea, the Egyptians pursued your fathers to the Red Sea with chariots and horsemen. Because they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between your people and the Egyptians, upon whom he brought the sea so that it engulfed them. After you witnessed what I did to Egypt, and dwelt a long time in the desert, I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I delivered them into your power. You took possession of their land, and I destroyed them, the two kings of the Amorites before you. Then Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, prepared to war against Israel. He summoned Balaam, son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. On the contrary, he had to bless you, and I saved you from him. Once you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho, the men of Jericho fought against you, but I delivered them also into your power. And I sent the hornet's nest ahead of you that drove them out of your way. It was not your sword or your bow. I gave you a land that you had not tilled and cities that you had not built to dwell in. You have eaten the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. The word of the Lord. There are times in our lives when the ability to go forward depends on taking time to remember what has come before. In challenging times, looking back can give us the perspective we need to have confidence in the present and encouragement for the future. Joshua gathers together the Hebrew people for a litany of remembering, a look back at the many times God's power and presence manifested in their lives when the road to the promised land seemed too rugged and impassable. Through Joshua, God recounts the details of Israel's journey to a land flowing with milk and honey, the homeland where peace would reign and the needs of all would be satisfied. In the remembering, it is clear that God initiates and God fulfills the promise. God leads the way. God never lets go. God never quits. God never abandons. God never gives up. God never walks away. God is faithful against all odds. In seemingly impossible circumstances, God prevails. There is no reason to fear or doubt. For us today, the lifelong journey to the promised land continues, and in the remembering, we too recognize that God fulfills God's promises. God has literally given us God's word, Jesus the Christ, the way to the promised land, the way to the kingdom of God. Our journey is not to a physical geographical place somewhere on planet Earth. Our journey, rather, is an inner journey to the kingdom of God that lives within each human heart and soul, the indwelling place of the Spirit of God. Jesus leads us on the journey to the inner land where the peace of God abides. When we awaken to this kingdom within, we participate in the fulfillment of God's promise for all of creation. We too begin to create with God an outer physical world that conforms to the kingdom within. No matter what storms, challenges, and temptations try to seduce us to give up on ourselves, to give up on each other, to give up on God, we hold fast to the truth of God, the faithful one. For we too remember that God initiates and God fulfills the promise. God leads the way. God never lets go. God never quits. God never abandons. God never gives up. God never walks away. God is faithful against all odds. In seemingly impossible circumstances, God prevails. There is no reason to fear or doubt.